Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about a graduate from the Brownsville Revival School of Ministry,
which
was established during the Brownsville Revival.
Mm-hmm.
It took place on the Gulf Coast that was pastored by John Kilpatrick, and the evangelist was Steve Hill. But one of the fruit, we're actually fruit from that as well.
We are. Absolutely.
But also
Daniel Kalinda,
yeah. who's a graduate of BRSM.
Graduate BRSM, and then later transitioned into ministry with Reinhard Bonnke,
who was over a lot of ministry all over the world. Africa assignment was Africa.
Yes, assignment was Africa. Ministry is Christ for all nations. And Reinhard Bonnke, they said he's preached to more people face to face than anyone. Half a million people show up to those crusades in Africa. It's just a wonderful.
Thousands and thousands
it's
of healings.
Amazing. It's just amazing. Amazing.
One was millions. Remember the millions that was there? One was like waves of humanity and all.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So this is the man that the spiritual son, if you would, of Reinhard Bonnke, who took on the mantle and is now continuing on with the work.
In the ministry, absolutely. Still going strong. And so they're in this panel at the Jesus 18 conference. And he's being asked, listen, you know, tell about that time when you had to go preach to half a million people and you fell asleep and you didn't get time to pray. And because a lot of times we think that it's up to us. You know, we have to be so engaged and we have to pray right and fast right and read all the scriptures and all this type of stuff. And it's important to abide with the Lord. But God's not depending solely upon us.
Yeah.
Listen to Daniel. See what the Lord told him.
Dan, do you remember that... The crusade, it had to be like 4 or 5 years ago. You were tired, you flew in late, didn't have time to pray, and you took the platform. Talk about that, because I think it ties in perfectly.
Okay, this probably was Sierra Leone, if I remember correctly. And it was one of those long flights that we were on the other day. And I landed just a few hours before the meeting. I thought, I'm going to go to my room, I'm going to take a nap, I'll get up a few minutes early, pray, go to the meeting. And the next thing I remember is somebody pounding at the door, saying, the meeting started, what's happening? And I slept in. And so, you know, I jumped out of bed. You know that feeling when you get awakened with a rush of adrenaline? And I'm getting myself ready. I didn't shower. I didn't brush my teeth. I just went, you know. And I'm sitting in the car driving to the meeting, and my brain's still foggy. I felt anything but spiritual, let's put it that way. And I remember just praying, and I said, Lord, I said, I'm sorry. I'm about to go speak to half a million people, and I haven't even prayed. And I felt the Lord say to me, don't worry. I'm not going to hold myself back because of you. And so...
Wow, thank you, Jesus.
And here's what makes the story unique from my perspective. When I went out there on the platform, Peter Vandenberg, you know Peter Vandenberg, he's been with Reinhard for 30-some years, and he's still with me at all the crusades. We were sitting there together on the platform, and there was announcements going on. They were doing what they call in Africa protocol, just recognizing everybody and naming everyone's titles. It's completely boring. So we were just amusing ourselves. You know, we're talking, we're joking. You know, Peter's he's a joker. He loves to crack jokes, and we're laughing. And suddenly, I hear just this explosion of sound out in the audience. It's somebody, I know the sound, because at the end of the meetings, when we pray for the sick, I hear this often. What happens is when a person gets healed, and the people standing around see the miracle, they begin to scream. And you know what's happened. You can tell before you even see it. And I heard that sound during the announcements, and I looked, and a wheelchair went up in the air, and I jabbed Peter in the ribs. I said, hey, Peter, that's got to be a new one. Somebody got healed during the announcements, you know, and we started laughing, and I thought nothing of it, and then it happened again, and now it was a little bit weird, because, you know, once is weird enough, twice is extraordinary. Then it happened again, and then it happened again, and by this time, they're happening on top of each other, so that the sound is becoming a crescendo, and I literally, without any exaggeration, at one moment, hundreds of miracles start happening all over the place.
Wow.
And the sound of the people screaming in sheer just amazement grew so loud that you couldn't hear the guy making the announcements anymore over the PA system. And he turned to me and he shrugged his shoulders like this. And he said, what do I do? I said, I don't know what to do. I didn't start this. So he handed me the microphone, you know, thinking I'm supposed to manage this situation. And I stood up there and I looked, and everywhere I could see, the place was just bedlam. Wheelchairs, crutches, people screaming, their eyes have been open, their ears have been open. And the fear of God came over me. I put the microphone down and I went back to my seat and sat down. For the next 45 minutes, it was without any music, without anyone praying, without any announcements, just miracles happening all over the place. And
amazing.
And I learned something that day about the miraculous. At least I think the Lord was trying to teach me something. We all know that it's not about us. We all know we don't make miracles. But I think sometimes the Lord just has to show us that not only do we not make them, but sometimes he does them despite us. And I think that's one of the most powerful revelations that you can have in healing ministry.
That's so important. You know, think about Galatia. You know, they started off just because they believed.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they got all caught up in themselves and what they were doing. And then they started trusting in what they were doing
instead of believing.
And he called that being bewitched, being cut in on, and said that's not of God. And that it's so easy to do because once God involves you in the equation, you get a tendency to think you're part of the equation versus, like he said, just allowing you to be a part of it, right?
Yeah.
Which just takes a ton of pressure off of you, and you realize that, you know, God's going to do what he's going to do. You know, your job is to be there and to be obedient to him. It's his kingdom, not your kingdom, and that he's going to do show himself. It's his name, not your name.
That's right.
That
it's his people that he wants to touch for his glory. So he can relax.
And that he's drawing them to himself, and not to you.
That's
or
important.
To your organization.
That's
or
important.
It's to him. And it's like, wait a minute, this is his story, right?
Yeah.
It makes me think about what Benny Hinn also shared, right?
Yeah.
Talk about what Benny Hinn
shared about this. God told Benny Hinn.
So this is the same Benny Hinn that I'm talking about, that when I was at that Mobile conference,
yes.
The anointing of God was so strong in the auditorium. And so often people think, well, it's on the anointing. God does have anointings on us. But I remember even at the Browns Revival, the whole place was just impregnated, you know, with God's glory presence. It was like the river of God just radiating, and that, you know, Pastor John Kilpatrick could bring ministers in there just to soak during the daytime, you know, 20, 30 at a time, when everybody's waiting in lines outside, to be able just to be under God's presence. It's just like a glory cloud would just...
Yeah. I think Derek Prince said that he used to travel all over the world, and when he used to come to Pensacola to the Brownsville Revival, he said it's the greatest place he's ever felt the glory of God. It's an open heaven.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.